If you've seen the movie Amadeus, you can probably imagine actor Tom Hulce as Mozart in a situation like the one we're about to describe, with papers scattered all about. We're told in 1782, Mozart reported that he went every Sunday at noon to Baron von Swieten's house, where, as he put it, nothing is played but Handel and Bach. Mozart made copies of Bach fugues for himself, studied them eagerly, and arranged them for strings. Even Constanze was full of enthusiasm for them. It seems that Mozart was traveling through Leipzig, where Bach had lived and worked, and asked if he could see the collection of motets kept by the school where Bach had been cantor. Mozart was especially keen on Singet dem Herrn, Sing to the Lord, and one of the choristers describes the scene. Mozart sat himself down eagerly, with the parts all around him, in both hands, on his knees and on the chairs next to him, and forgetting everything else, he did not get up again until he had looked through everything of Sebastian Bach's that was there. He asked for a copy and valued it very highly. Words from the study, Two Centuries of Bach by Friedrich Blume. When Alan Baker and his friends in the Lyric Consort decided to take on the Bach motets, it was with a similar enthusiasm, and yet with a measure of caution. Dr. Baker's copy of the score for Singet dem Herrn was nearly 100 pages long, and the pages were crammed with notes. The Lyric Consort is meeting the challenge, and the ensemble will present a concert featuring motets of Bach this Saturday night at St. Luke's Church in Scranton. Dr. Baker stopped in at the WVIA studios to fill us in.
Last program for the season, we're doing four of the six Bach motets, and it's exciting for choral singers. These are like a, I guess you would say they're like a bucket list kind of item. And we've done three of the four somewhere along the way because, well, we've been doing this for a while, but the big, long, hardest one, Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied, sometimes called the motet one, we've never done that one before. So it's exciting and a little bit scary because we're doing them with just a continuo. You know, often they're done with instrumental, what we call a colo parte, or instrument doubling your part. Or sometimes they're done in a true choir, but there are only eight of us. So we're kind of exploring the Joshua Rifkin 1980s idea that, say, a lot of Bach's choral music was perhaps done with just a single singer on each part. And since two of the four are double choir, meaning there are eight vocal parts and there are only eight of us, well, yeah, everyone's it's every man for himself.
We know about the great B minor mass, the passions, all those cantatas. Where do the motets fit in?
The term motet probably refers back to 16th century Renaissance music, which they were still doing in the Lutheran churches, but filled with like points of imitation, which of course with Bach gets full blown into, he's just not into points of imitation. He's into canons and fugues, you know, and double fugues and counter subjects and all of that, but without any instrumental, separate instrumental parts like you would find in the B minor, the passions, the cantatas, and no solos. They're truly 100% just choral music. So they're just really incredibly complicated and dense in a very consistent way. There's just you don't really get to take a measure off. You're either counting like crazy, and just the vocal stamina required. Because, of course, it's Bach, so it's his take on that old motet idea but very much updated to treat the voice very instrumentally, as if you can just sing as fast as he wants you to, and you can just go for pages without breathing, or if you do get a chance to take a breath, it's not very long. And of course, then all the parts are moving at, they're kind of moving at different speeds, so not only are you trying to just vocally get through, but you have to keep it all lined up, and even if the note's going by very, very quickly, they all need to be in tune, because the harmonies, it's not like strange harmony. You will know if something, even if it was only a very fast note, you would know if it wasn't right. So it's very challenging. And then you've got the words on top of it, so it might be like, you could say that these lines are composed in kind of an instrumental way, but they have the added element of the words, and there's also like word painting. The music is very well matched to the words. So all in all, it's pretty exhausting, even visually, I have to say. The Zingit, the motet, we have not done before. In order to find a score large enough for my aging eyes, but yet you can't just go note at a time. You gotta like grab kind of chunks of this stuff because it's going by. So it's 90 pages long. Just this one piece, you're turning and you're turning and you're turning, and so the voice gets tired, the mind gets tired, the eyes get tired. You sleep very well after rehearsing this stuff. Again, they're varied. Bach did not write these all at the same time. He wrote them at different times across his life. The common agreement seems to be that they were written for funeral services, but they're very joyous. Because at this point, Lutheran view of death was, you know, passage. It was being reunited with God. Heaven, funeral was rather joyous. So when I don't want people to think when I say, oh, these were funeral pieces, think that they're slow. No, they're fast. And for the most part, they're quite joyful. Motet 6, Lobet den Herrn, is a setting of Psalm 117, All Ye Nations Praise the Lord. The big Zingit, Motet 1, is a setting of verses from Psalm 149 and 150. So sing to the Lord a new song, and talking about praise him with the drums and the harp, and, you know, this inventory of instruments, and get the children involved. Let the children sing praises to Zion. Now, Jesu meine Freude is Jesus, my joy. It's the famous chorale, and that's the longest one. It's 11 movements, and every other movement is a setting of a verse of the chorale, the tune, the hymn tune, always set differently, so it's kind of variations. But in between are verses from Paul's epistle to the Romans, and those are like freely composed pieces. And the whole thing is in kind of a palindromic, it kind of unfolds, and then it kind of turns around and goes back in on itself. It's got a great structure. And the one I haven't mentioned is Motet, often called Motet number 2, Der Geist Hilf, about the Holy Spirit as our comforter, our intercessor. And again, it's very joyful music. I'll say a little bit more about that Motet 1, the big one, the 90-pager in my score. It's really almost put together like a three-movement Baroque concerto, which we know a fast movement, slower middle movement, and a fast movement at the end. And it kind of opens up with just this kind of command of zing it, sing, sing, sing. And it sets up lots of echoes between the two choirs. But then there's the next section introduces a fugue on a subject about let the children in Zion sing. And choir one starts introducing this fugue. But by the time we get to a soprano, alto, tenor, bass, by the time you get to the bass, then choir two, the bass joins, and then it goes back in on itself, but the tenor from choir two joins the tenor from choir one, so you hear this music going from a kind of eight part, like a four voice fugue being accompanied by a like a background choir, and that's kind of gradually moving itself just into four parts. What would be considered the slow movement section, one of the choirs sings just a very lovely hymn, a chorale, and it kind of trades back and forth, and choir one kind of makes comments on it, and then there's another like double fugue, and all kind of comes to the end, and there's one last big section, which is really just in four parts, which is different because now you're standing in these two different choirs, and so you're kind of mixed up, and you're trying to hear the other person singing your part but they're across the way. And so there's a lot of variety in these. Motet 2 ends with a beautiful chorale. And in motet, the Yezuman Afroda motet, the chorale happens every other movement. So, yeah, there's a lot of variety. And apparently, this is what Bach expected his singers to be able to do. He used these pieces as they were like his kind of training, teaching pieces. And we will have Ron Stubinsky at the harpsichord and Elise Henkelman with the cello to provide that continuo, which will be much, much appreciated. And of course, when you're singing the stuff one to a part, you're getting absolutely as much clarity as you could possibly want. Now, your mind may not want to try to keep track of eight completely different things happening at the same time, but if you're into that, you will be able to, I think, hear that in the kind of the stereophonic effect and stuff. And that may well be, you know, it's a good argument that Rifkin made back in the early 80s that this stuff was done one per part. And some of the recordings he made, you can hear. I mean, you really can. You can hear all the parts. Oh, that you need more voices than that to contend with the orchestra. Well, in this case, there's no orchestra.
Where will we find you and Bach and when?
Well, you'll find us at St. Luke's, which is right in downtown Scranton, St. Luke's Episcopal Church. Basically at the corner of Linden and Wyoming, catty-cornered from the cathedral. And the concert is at 8 o'clock on Saturday, the 10th of June. Students of any age, so you know, continuing education student, if you've got a current ID, free. Yeah, so we like to just make ourselves available to them for free. So, we hope people will come and listen to it. Like I say, it's a bucket list kind of item, and none of us are getting any younger, so we probably better check it off. It's a wild ride, but it's fun. It's fantastic music.
Tenor Alan Baker, Artistic Director of the Lyric Consort. Lyric Consort, Northeastern Pennsylvania's a cappella vocal ensemble, will conclude the 2016-2017 concert season this Saturday night, June 10th at 8 o'clock in the sanctuary of St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Scranton on Wyoming Avenue with a program of motets by Johann Sebastian Bach. Students will be admitted free of charge. Tickets will be available at the door. For more information on the web, lyricconsort.com, lyricconsort.com. Bach motets presented by the Lyric Consort under the direction of Dr. Alan Baker this Saturday night, June 10th at 8 o'clock at St. Luke's Episcopal Church, Wyoming Avenue in Scranton. For more information on the web, lyricconsort.com, lyricconsort.com.